And it's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
How was Hollywood?
I had an interesting event last week. It was a Television Critics Association gala for the Hallmark channels, and I'm advising on a crossword mystery for them. And there are lots of famous people there.
Really? Who was the best one?
Best one? I don't know. I bet John Voight and shook his hand. Unfortunately, he doesn't do crosswords. So,
did you ask him?
I did.
That's a good icebreaker. All right. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a world capital. I said it's an older way of spelling the name. Drop three letters, and the remaining letters in order will name another world capital. And I said both cities have more than 1 million residents. Well, the answer is Jakarta. That's spelled the old way, starting with a silent D, D-J, A-K-A-R-T-A, and you drop three letters, you get Dakar, the capital of Senegal.
This one was pretty challenging. We only got about 300 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Dan Strait of Port St. Lucie, Florida. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I heard that you were an elementary school teacher.
I was. For 38 years.
Wow.
And I retired a few years ago.
And how long have you been doing puzzles?
Forever.
Forever.
Good answer.
Since I was a little kid and throughout my teaching career, the students were very puzzling. And I get involved in any puzzles I can find.
All right, Dan, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Definitely.
All right, let's take it away.
All right, Dan, I'm going to give you some four-letter words. For each one, add one letter in front and one letter in back to complete a familiar six-letter word.
Okay.
No proper names. Also, no just adding an S or D at the end of a five-letter word to get the six-letter one. For example, if I said lane, L-A-N-E, you would say planet, putting a P at the front and a T at the end.
Got it.
Number one is moot, M-O-O-T.
That would be smooth.
Smooth is right. Number two is hang, H-A-N-G.
That would be change.
Uh-huh. Went, W-E-N-T.
Went would be 20.
That's it. Nigh, N-I-G-H.
Nigh would be, night.
Night, yes. Starting with a silent K, right? Tree, T-R-E-E.
Street.
Uh-huh. Refi, R-E-F-I.
Let's see, prefix.
Uh-huh. Brad, B-R-A-D.
A braid.
Uh-huh. Oz, A-W-E-S.
A-W-E-S. Let's see.
There is a common suffix involved on this one.
Yeah, I'm thinking E-S-T.
Yes.
Rawest,
yeah, it's the rawest weather we've had. Yeah. Onto,
O-N-T-O. O-N-T-O. Let's see.
Ever eat at Chinese restaurants?
One time.
There you go. Craw, C-R-A-W.
Scrawl.
Uh-huh. Isle, I-S-L-E.
I-S-L-E. Let's see. Misled.
Misled, good. Rest, R-E-S-T.
Rest could be, let's see, pre, and I'll put a Y on the end, crusty, just crusty.
It's not crusty, no.
No.
You got the right first letter, though.
Crest.
Oh, no, not a C.
Oh. Okay, that was what I was thinking.
Sorry, I thought you had a different letter at the start.
What did you think I had?
I thought you said a P, actually.
A P? Yeah, I think that's what I really said. Presto, change-o.
Presto, is it? Here's a tough one. Plan, P-L-A-N.
Plan. Upland.
Upland, good. And here's your last one. Afar, A-F-A-R.
Safari.
Dan, you're a pro.
You are a pro. You are amazing. You have clearly been doing this for a long time.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel good. That was fun. I always love any puzzle challenge you got. I'd love to try it.
Yeah, well, you did great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Dan, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WQCS Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, Florida.
That's great. Dan, straight of Port St. Lucie, Florida, thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Lulu. Thank you, Will.
Thanks.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Tom Arnold of Eugene, Oregon. Take the name of a conveyance in seven letters, drop the middle letter, and the remaining letters can be rearranged to name the place where such a conveyance is often used. What is it? So again, name of a conveyance in seven letters, drop the middle letter, and the remaining letters can be rearranged to name the place where such a conveyance is often used. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, January 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.